Okay, let's do this.
The original. You killed it. With Ryan K. and Ephraim Shunier.
Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Ephraim Shunier.
How's it going, Ephraim?
Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. How are you?
Pretty good. What a good episode.
Yeah, not too bad.
I'm feeling like this season is killing it.
It is.
Never in my life have I wanted a shit they should have shown, though, more than this season.
Sincerely. I mean, just this episode alone, you picked out a few scenes that you felt like hit the cutting room floor.
Yeah, there was the thing I had personally been looking forward to more than most other things is the Nani fight in the bus with Dee that they showed in the trailer where she says, "I ain't never gonna change for no goddamn rookie." I'm like, ooh, I wanted to see that. And once I saw her in that camouflage shirt, I'm like, oh, this is it. I got ready for it. I got my tea. I was ready.
It must not have fit the storyline of this episode. That just must be it. Essentially in this episode, Nani is on the, mom has finally got it in her head that we need to kind of gang up against the Brits.
Right.
And, you know, her and Dee, that wouldn't have been, because Dee is partners with who, Wes?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no reason for Nani and Dee to be fighting. Right. Come on, you two.
It wouldn't fit.
Yeah, and the producers don't want us to see that, don't want us to get confused about whose side people are on, you know? They're trying to craft a story here.
That's true. They're storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
fit the narrative.
No.
I still wish they had, like, today we got a bonus scene between Georgia and CT.
I liked that.
Yeah, that was fun to see.
Back for a while when I used to only watch this show online, I used to miss those things because those are things that come exclusively during commercials on TV broadcasts. Yeah. So it's cool I feel like that's the first one that we've really seen of the season, or at least that I've noticed.
Yeah, I think that's the first bonus scene that we've gotten.
But yeah, that was fun.
It was cool to see CT back, but did you notice how like heavy he was breathing?
Yeah, well, he can sometimes breathe heavily, but you're right. This season especially, my goodness. Like, I feel like I've been doing an impression of CT most of this season as well.
With how much you're drinking?
Well, just how much I'm eating, too.
So episode 7, this means war.
You know what? I need to say one more thing. I've been missing. Have we had a single after show this season?
We had the first one after the very first episode.
Oh, after the first episode or after the getting to know you episode?
After the first episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we already knew that Bananas and Morgan were on a team together. Yeah, because we watched them back to back to back, all three.
Right, and I was watching it for the first time the day after, whereas you would watch it
already
the night before.
I had already watched the Back to Basics training one. I would love an after show. I mean, more challenge, please, if we can. It's a great season. We're getting to know great new people, you know, or at least really interesting new people.
Can I give a theory?
Yeah.
An after show would be way too expensive at this point because all the people that you'd want talking to each other are on different, continents.
Oh, perhaps, but you can Skype anyone in.
That's true, but, the Skype episodes where there's one person on the couch and the other person's on some choppy Skype call, that never really
Are you trying
comes
to
together.
Tell me that you can't put Nani and Polly down on a couch like they did that first one and Skype in anyone else and not keep it really low budge?
Yeah, they could totally keep it low budge, but they're trying to make this season look high budge.
Okay, fine.
They don't want it to look all fucking janky and shitty like the last few seasons.
I don't necessarily agree with you on that because I don't think it would cost too much to produce. And they had Morgan on Skype for that first one, and that worked perfectly fine. So
I don't know, man. You've given mixed reports of how well Skype works in the past. You were talking about how last year Brittany was
Skype
Skyping
was terrible,
in drunk
but that was her own poor Wi-Fi connection in the middle of nowhere. She's middle America, Ryan. She's not the coast like we are.
but where's Georgia from?
Who knows? Somewhere with good Wi-Fi.
Clearly.
Okay, so episode 7, this means war. Things are getting heated up. Things are getting tense. Alliances are changing friendships are shifting a little bit, while other alliances are growing stronger and stronger. The theme for today felt like we have the numbers right now. We, the Americans, or we, the non-UK, because they're not all necessarily, I guess,
right.
Vets.
Kyle was
there's a vet on every team.
Kyle
but,
was
you know.
Quick to point out that they were a diverse crowd.
Yeah.
While the other team.
Yeah. So how sad to be the only Brit in there that's not part of the UK alliance. Though.
Yeah. Like, do you think at any point he was like, well, maybe I'll try to like edge my way in there? Or do you think he was playing what he thought was the smart money of sticking with the actual vets?
Well,
and then things just went haywire.
I think the UK alliance is not only just a UK alliance, but a UK rookie alliance, because you've got your Ash, you got your Bear, your Theo, and your Georgia. That's the UK alliance, and they're all brand new. So I think you have to be brand new and UK to be in that UK alliance.
No, that sounds right. That sounds right. But I also think if you had given Kyle the choice on the first day, he'd probably been like, no, I'm going with CT and Zach.
Yeah, exactly. I think he did. I think we did give him that choice, and he did choose that. So he's kind of, I think he's next on the chopping block.
Now he's the leader of the vet pack. So, like, I guess that was smart of him.
Well, but it seemed like the theme of this episode was, okay, we the vets, we the non-UK alliance have the numbers right now. We should be calling the shots. And that's Nani said just as much to Jenna. We should be calling the shots. We need to start picking them out, right?
It's crazy that it got so far into the season before people started talking about this.
Yeah.
I have to assume we just haven't seen it up till this point.
Well, it doesn't seem like necessarily that group of people would have worked together.
Otherwise,
if when Johnny and CT were there, when Zach was there, it didn't seem like that group of people would necessarily have found each other.
Well, like maybe it's just that like normally Bananas and people like that would have this shit handled, and now all of a sudden like the power players are gone and like the stragglers
are in control.
The misfits are like, fuck, what
do we do?
Someone take the wheel. Yeah. Jesus.
Nah, I guess the season's not going to be about Bananas and Wes.
yeah.
So in that regard, I think it's really, really interesting to see how new alliances are forming, because one of the things that really stuck out to me today was Nani trying to pair up Jenna and Amanda. Nani, a good friend of Jenna, saying it is in our best interest for you two to start talking, work it out, knowing full well how much they're like, for Jenna not to speak to her the whole season after the Bumble incident, you know it, it's personal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So for Jenna to hear Nani say that, like, they're, you know, they're
but
hungry
do you
for a
think
win
it
on
is
that side.
A Bumble incident, or do you think at this point does Jenna knows that Zach and Amanda may be hooked up?
Well, that's still a rumor. I don't know if that actually happened, but
But what I'm saying is, at this point, do you think that Jenna has heard that rumor and is processing that in her head?
No. I'm more inclined to think that was just a rumor. I don't know. I don't necessarily want to give that credo because it's never been officially confirmed, but
whatever. I could totally see that happening.
Well, whatever the Bumble incident is, we'll put it in quotation marks then, because I don't think we have the full story, but I don't necessarily think it's that. Who knows? We also heard the rumor that Zach and Shane hooked up, and do we believe that? No, I don't.
Well, that one seems considerably less true. Well, not completely untrue, but just less true.
Anyhow, the Bumble incident, we'll refer to it as, whatever that was obviously a big deal for Jenna to even consider talking to Amanda after it.
I don't know. It seemed to me like Jenna was considering standing next to Nani while Nani pitched an idea that she was never going to go for.
Right. Well, she did
Jenna say... Jenna is a good enough friend to at least listen to Nani's proposals.
Fair, but she did say at the end, I had the first conversation with Amanda all season, and I appreciated the conversation.
I appreciated that it ended so quickly. A nice 1 minute, then we were out. Perfect.
Okay, so This Means War, episode 7. We start with Devon and Bear. They have the relic. They're safe. Okay, so let's do that little recap. Bear psychs out Wes. That was a really fun moment, I thought. Where he's like, oh, no, it's okay. And he goes to shake Wes's hand. He's like, psych. Yeah.
Like, it's such an annoying goddamn, in that moment. Like, imagine being Wes in that moment. Just like, this fucking.
This guy.
Annoying this fucking guy. Asshole.
Even saying as much, like, I cannot believe this. He's the most annoying person on the planet. And he's gotten under my skin.
Mm-hmm. Wes saying as much.
Yeah, exactly. But quickly, Bear shifts his focus from Wes and Dee to Polly and Ninja. And the reason being, I think I'll take it at face value that he wants to get out who he thinks is the strongest team in the game.
I believe that too. Like, because at that point, like, there's really no other reason for him to kind of be gunning for them. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't necessarily.
There's no beef necessarily.
Yeah, he wasn't in their crosshairs within that last 24-hour period, it seemed. It's just, he was like, this is the smart move. This is.
Do you think it was the smart move? Do you think? Not even just knowing what we know now and that it didn't work, his plan didn't work. Do you think it was a smart move to take? I don't think it was the right time for Wes. I mean, for Polly and Ninja to go in.
But, like, you don't know how many more chances you're going to have at this.
Fair. You don't know how many more chances you're going to have at this, but they're still, like, I feel that throwing them in, even if his plan had worked, they're so strong, I don't think.
Okay, but then, like, he'd be having that same conversation with himself a week later where it's like, great, and now there's one less option for us to. I don't know. I just feel like. If you have the opportunity, toss them in. I guess technically next week, the crop of possibilities are only stronger now that Josh and Amanda are gone. But I don't know. I just feel like if you throw him in this week and he comes back, he's still got a lot more chances. If you hold off, you know, that's one last chance at getting him out of there. And Bear's right. Like, if Polly goes to the final, if Polly and Ninja go to the final, they're going to be a fierce competitors.
Yeah, they are fierce competitors. I don't know if I would have thrown them in yet. I kind of understand what you're saying. Like, if you get the opportunity, do it, because the weaker teams are going home and you'll have the opportunity, even if it presents itself again, they're going against stronger teams. But I don't know why it felt.
It's like, here's the thing. So you maybe are your top three.
Right.
You maybe have the opportunity to throw them in. There's no guarantee you're going to be in top three next week. There's no guarantee that he's not going to be safe next week. You got to act. You got to act now. How many more weeks or how many more chances are they going to have to throw people in, you know?
I think maybe what I'm saying is that Bear was sitting in a room with Jenna and Gus, Wes and Dee, and then he's choosing to make an enemy at that moment with another vet team. When he has two vets on either side of him, two vet teams, right? That non-UK Alliance teams, let's say, the Wes team and the Jenna and Gus team, they're never going to vote in their own vet team. So it was a stupid move at that moment. That's why I said it wasn't the right time, because now he's just made an enemy. He's shown his hand with Polly, knowing he should have looked ahead. And I even said in the commercial break, what's going to happen? No one in that room is going to vote for Polly except for Bear. And even Devon turned. Not, she didn't even turn on him. You knew she wasn't going to vote for Polly because of how much of a stink she put up in that room. You know, that's what I mean when it's not the right time.
No, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. But, you know.
You have to be, your team in the tribunal has to. Your teammate that's with you in the tribunal has to be at least on your side for your plan to work. If you can't even get your own teammate on your side, it's not the right time, because you're just going to divide your team and now you've made an enemy of someone else.
Yeah, but Bear is never going to, like, have.
He doesn't have the head for the
game. Devon on his side.
He doesn't have the head for the game like I do.
Fair. Like, but, like, he's never also going to look for that perfect moment. Yeah, you're right. He doesn't have the head for that perfect moment. Yeah. Like, he's going to. He will.
It's not even that you can look ahead and say there's going to be a better moment to throw him in or a worse moment. This may be the only chance, fine, but But you just have to see, like, Jenna and Gus aren't going to vote in a vet team like Polly and Ninja because they're trying to get out the UK alliance. Wes and Dee are not going to vote in Polly and Ninja because they're trying to get out the UK alliance. Devon's adamantly against her friend Polly going in. What do you got? Nothing. You don't have anything.
So who are you saying you should have picked? Josh Anybody and Amanda?
Else? Like, yeah, maybe Josh and Amanda, or Devon wanted to do a burn vote on Nani and Turbo. She's not connected to them.
I don't know.
It was a complicated tribunal, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
So fuck England. I wrote that down from Kyle. Fuck England.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm from there, like, and I hate
thank
it there.
God, thank God.
Right, guys. Fuck England.
Yeah. High five, huh?
Let England shake.
High five, huh, buddies?
Right. Right, dudes. Like, totally awesome. He should have done an American accent
He should have. Do you think he can do an American accent?
Every British person can do an American accent. And it always starts with, like, totally awesome, dudes. I've heard it with my own two ears.
We should get Kyle to do a cameo where he does an American accent.
Okay. Josh flirting with Amanda. That came out of nowhere, considering that for the last
that
time
was
we...
so sad.
Well, okay. The last time we saw them, they were fighting, and he was saying, everybody hates you, you're a bitch. Everybody fucking hates you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were if you look back at it, they were like, it was the weirdest fight because they were like on the same plane. No one like physically was getting like super involved in this fight, and they were just staring into each other's faces, arguing. It was weird. That's why I thought they were drunk.
Yeah,
they were
seemed
super
like...
focused on the argument.
Yeah, it seemed like they had both just taken muscle relaxers and weren't willing to move, but were just staring each other down.
Talking shit.
Yeah. I don't
and
know.
Now he
I
likes
guess
her. Now
I,
he clearly
I think,
loves her.
I think Josh has liked her from the beginning, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe...
By the end of the episode, I was on his side. I never had been on his side until... But by the end of the episode, I was on his side. And I would love for him to hook up with Amanda. I thought that he was nice to her. You know, he seemed to be genuinely affectionate towards her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, God, I love this girl. Like, that seemed to come from an honest place accidentally the first time he said it.
God, was that a bad look, though?
You thought it was a bad look?
Yeah, I feel like he's probably embarrassed now that that's
well,
aired.
Yeah, but I don't think...
Especially considered that nothing really came of it, and she kept looking, like, all weirded out by him.
I don't know.
Amanda's
I mean,
not the person to confess your love for, Josh.
Well, that's true. I mean, I honestly will say this season of The Challenge has changed my perception on Amanda as well. This was the season. Every season, there's someone who grows on you and changes in your eyes. Not every season, but a good season, someone will change.
Okay.
And for me, this season has been Amanda.
Partially because
you know, we found out that she'd been taped up, you know, that they didn't show. And... You know, there's a lot of social media drama where supposedly MTV was telling her to, like, she couldn't talk about it or something. And then she said she's never coming back to MTV. So this seems to be her last season on the air. So if you look at where she's come from, where she's just been this outrageous antagonist, female villain for so long, right? And here, I'm actually really sympathetic towards her. And she left. She didn't cause as many problems as she normally does. In fact, her two major enemies, one of her major enemies, Zach, was actually starting an alliance with her against Cara Maria. So I don't know. Something about it changed for me, and she seemed a lot more relatable, likable. When she wasn't causing drama saying, I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of you. When she wasn't doing that, like she did with Camilla, then she's tolerable.
I don't know. I didn't find any rays of sunshine poking through.
I guess I'm just always sad to see the underdog go home. And this season, she felt like an underdog.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I wasn't so sad. I got to like their team towards the end.
Towards the end of this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it wasn't enough to turn me around on them.
I respect
them,
someone
really.
Who is hungry enough to... climb up that slide the way he did, the way Josh did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone who's just like nailing it physically. I respect that, but then also someone who is not scared to throw in someone bigger than themselves to get them out of the game because they have personal beef. And like, I don't want you here. I don't like you here. And I'm throwing you in.
If Josh had won against that, myself, he would be my favorite cast member of the moment.
Yeah.
If he had pulled that off, because he really was, no offense to Amanda, he was kind of, I mean, he was literally holding them up.
Yeah.
By like doing a Jean-Claude Van Damme split.
Yeah. Up that was great.
Now, you showed me a post that I guess Amanda put up on what, Twitter or something, where Cam and Ashley were going back to back. And
so
Amanda
MTV
was claiming that
thing on Twitter where, you know, a screenshot of Cam and Ash going up that slide at the end back to back. And said, and MTV wrote, they're going back to back. And then Amanda posted, funny because the rulemakers told us that we weren't allowed to do that. So she's coming for MTV. She's
fuck
not
yeah.
like, yeah.
She's like,
exposure.
She is what Johnny Bananas was 10 years ago. Like Johnny Bananas used to go on all the things and talk about how producers used to be fucking shady and like,
I hate when they do shady shit though. And sometimes things like that happen and it's not explained and it's really kind of makes you question the truthfulness of all of the challenges that you're watching, but it's still entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. And to be perfectly honest, when I was watching Cam and Ash going up that wall back to back, I was like, look at that fucking teamwork.
Yeah.
Look at those two.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were breaking rules, Efren.
I didn't either. And I agreed. I was like, that's a really interesting way to handle this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to finish what I was saying. Like, I respect someone who everybody's always talking about. Take me out yourself. Take me out yourself. You got beef with me? Take me out yourself. Right? Everyone says that.
Right.
And don't vote me in. Take me out yourself. You're too chicken to take me out yourself? Well, Josh wasn't. He was willing to go home for the chance to take Ash out himself.
I like it. I like it, too. It's a move that you only generally see in people's first one or two seasons
when they're
before
naive
they realize that, oh, that's like a fucking stupid idea. That's a really fucking stupid idea that I just did, trying to take out Ash.
Yeah.
Why did I think that would work after it didn't work the first time? Fuck. I just wasted 2 straight years of my life.
Right.
God damn, that's Josh a year from now.
Yeah.
Like after Ash takes him out again.
Right, okay. So, Eye in the Sky. Let's talk about the daily challenge. Eye in the Sky. What a crazy challenge.
Yeah, that was a cool one. I liked how they incorporated the VR goggles and stuff. That was, like, you don't normally see them like bringing in new technology to these outdated challenges. But
normally they would just tie them together and have them work together.
Yeah,
maybe
one
blindfolded. Yeah.
Like just like explaining where they were going.
Yeah,
like,
it was
okay,
definitely a new
one
twist.
More step.
VR goggles, man.
But if it did look the way that we saw it, like through their point of view, I feel like that would have made it easier. Just because it made everything look one dimension, like you couldn't see how high up you were. It turned it into like a video game.
I can understand what you're saying.
I think not just that it turned it into a video game, but specifically that it took out like depth of field.
Sure.
So it doesn't necessarily look like they're standing
exactly
with like
fine
a huge fall underneath.
Yeah,
them.
It made it easier for the person dictating, and most of the people dictating didn't seem to have any fear because it was one dimensional in that way. But for the people that are leading the physical action, they're just feeling like they're up there and
true, but
they
can
fall off at any moment. So the fear is still very much there.
Well, they need to visualize the 3D goggles.
Okay. If you and I did that challenge, which if we had to like pick a side, what would you do? I'm more afraid of heights than you are.
I don't know about all that.
You climbed the dome, ArcLight Hollywood's dome.
And look how that ended up.
You fell. Do you still have your scar?
Yeah. Do you want a scar of your own?
No.
Let me lead then.
No. You would want to put on the goggles?
I think I'd have to have the goggles.
Okay. And I would probably, that's how it would work out. Because I would want to be the one facing forward and not walking backwards. Because I would have done what Gus did, which is like look up as they're doing it and kind of memorize the steps, because I have really good like you know, I can walk around the, everyone can walk around their own house at night in the dark, mm-hmm. but I still can.
But like, I can do it really good.
No, but I can, I can do it in other people's houses. I'm like
Gus levels of walking around in the dark.
Yeah, I've done it in other people's houses after only being there for like a little while in the light. I'm trained to get out of someone's dark house fast after the bar and such.
Nice work. Nice work.
Thank you. Anything pop out at you from that particular challenge other than Cara Maria calling the team Satan and Josh?
That's... Oh, Cara.
Oh, Cara. She didn't get much airtime today, and I think everybody needed a little break.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah?
You know, there were just the big moves, like Gus's jump, Gus's leap of faith.
That was great. That leap of faith was that very much that, a leap of faith. And it paid off.
It did. It did.
Got them into the tribunal for the first time.
The top four, it seemed like it was Gus, Jenna, Bear, Polly, and then...
Wes and D.
Wes and D, right? Yeah. And yeah. That, but who ended up in the top three?
Polly didn't. And Polly Bear, didn't. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
The interesting things that popped out at me that I wanted to mention, the dynamic between Nani and Turbo.
Do you notice how every time she says something to him, she ends it with the word Turbo? Yeah. She ends it with his name.
Yeah. Yes, I'm proud of you, Turbo.
God, come on, Turbo. Turbo, you need to walk.
I don't know. It makes me feel very nice. I can't think of a better word. When Turbo asks Nani, are you proud of me at the end of the challenge?
Yes, like Turbo, I'm proud of you.
Like he needs the approval. I don't know. I think it's...
There are a lot of strange dynamics on this season.
But that's probably the strangest to me. And then him saying... Or then Nani saying, I always... Or him saying, I always agree with you to Nani. I think he might be a little sweet on her, even though he calls her mom.
Oh, of course. Like, of course he is. Like, it... But, like, I'm sure he also realizes that how, like, frazzled she gets and how, like...
She actually didn't get too frazzled.
Well, she doesn't get too frazzled, but she's constantly in a state of, like, frazzled by him. You know, like, she... Like we pointed out, she's always... speaking to him like a mother would speak to a child.
Yes, I'm proud of you, Turbo.
Yes, Turbo.
Yes, I'm proud of you, Turbo.
But yeah, but at the same time, Nani is a super hot girl, so of course, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I mean, she's gorgeous. So, Josh and Amanda and Kyle and Maddie are the only ones that fell off? Did Theo and Cara fall off?
Theo and Caro fell off.
Caro and Thea.
Thea and Caro.
Thea Korea. Yeah, they fell off. How many dabs are appropriate when you get into the tribunal?
Does Bear max out at three or?
I like my dabs to come in odd numbers. I've always been told in my directing career that when you're staging something, odd numbers are stronger because you can't divide them. Even numbers you can divide, and so just as a human mind, if you have a gang of four, you divide them evenly, so mm-hmm. they're not as dangerous. Whereas
so
three,
that final dab pops,
yeah.
Essentially,
so and jokes in comedies come in three, deaths come in threes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So dabs, I think, dabs come in threes.
They do now.
Dab, dab, dab. This is how we do it in Essex.
I love that he's dabbing.
On the ground, in the air don't care.
Is it going to be what brings the resurgence to dabbing? Like
You think Stephen Bear dabbing on MTV's The Challenge will bring back dabbing?
Bear has, as we've agreed, has some sort of confusing, surprising charm to him, where even when you think you hate Bear, and he's probably the type of person that's a little, like, his personality is maybe a little infectious, too. And the next thing you know, you're dabbing full, Ephraim.
I think that you and I are diverging as the season goes on. Whereas I'm, you know, finding sympathy towards Amanda and kind of starting to like Josh. I'd like to see Josh come back. I'd be okay with Josh coming back. I'm pulling away from earlier thoughts because I didn't find Bear charming at all today and found... In fact, I found him to be kind of a dick. Like, if you've made Davon cry like that, you know, someone who's cool, calm, collected, right?
Yeah, but I guess maybe I wasn't so surprised since we've seen him make her cry in pretty much every episode so far this season.
Yeah, that's really sad. Their dynamic, she's doing it for her kid, you know? She's True. Going through it for her kid, and I really hope she wins. I think I would be happy with a Davon win.
Yeah, I'd be in shock.
I'd be in shock and thrilled. I'd be over the moon, and I hope she gets to choose.
Yeah, who and gets the like, money. In seasons like this, we know that the Davon win doesn't necessarily guarantee a Bear win, so...
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Remember, they're allies, not partners. They're aligned. They're friends, not partners. So we get the tribunal, Bear and Davon, Wes and Dee, Gus and Jenna, and we see the shit show in the tribunal. And I have a lot of complaints. I know production has wrapped, but if anyone's listening, I have some thoughts on how to make the nomination process better. You ready?
I'm ready.
One, a bigger table so that you can get all their faces in one shot. You know what I'm saying? Right now, the table is so thin. The camera's mounted at the end. You can't see the people furthest away from the camera. Like, you really can't get a sense of what's going on or who's talking to who or what's happening.
Okay.
Number two, the names on those placards are so hard to read.
Yeah.
And they don't do a lower third
for it. A dark red over a dark, like,
brown.
Brown. Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Like, who are they voting in? Third, they come and they just slam it on the table and you don't have any idea.
Go back and get like an insert close-up of just that plaque on the goddamn table just to cut it in.
For real. Because we're sitting there, especially today, like, who did Wes grab to shut it down? He wanted to shut it down. Like, I was lost there. Like, at first,
it was clear that he picked a name that had three letters. So mm-hmm. I was like, did he just pull his own name for a burn vote?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I totally hear what you're saying.
So those are my thoughts on how to make that nomination process just a little bit
smoother.
Cleaner
yeah.
for the viewer. But I can't imagine next season will be the same anything, you know, like every season changes. So
there will be all new mistakes.
Yeah. All right. How did you feel about Gus talking for Jenna in the tribunal nominations?
Gus annoyed me. He talks like a child, like when he claps his hands when he's yelling.
That's your pet peeve?
That's a huge pet peeve of mine.
You gotta clap for emphasis, Ryan.
If you say so.
Ryan, you gotta clap for emphasis.
He fights like Amanda fights.
He does. I'm not scared of you. They did. They both do clap. That's funny.
They have the same strategy. It's super annoying.
Oh, quickly to backtrack. I forgot to mention how happy I was that everybody who's harassing Bear while he's up on the grid or whatever, that he kind of picked out Georgia's voice and she's like, just listen to me, I'll help you. This is a long way, just go fast as you can on this one. You know, and she's like giving him clear direction. I like that moment.
I like Georgia.
I do like Georgia a lot.
She
seems very real.
She does. She really does.
Like, she's not putting it on for the cameras. It doesn't feel that way. She seems to be very much herself.
And we're going to get a big dose of her next week when Bear's girlfriend calls.
Oh, I know. The trailer for next week. It looks crazy. Poor Georgia. I don't like when anybody's a dick. When anybody rips out someone's heart on national TV.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, it stinks.
But I don't know. Weren't these people previously on X's on the Beach?
It's called Previn. There were Previn, X on the Beach. All kinds of stuff. But so they have history, yeah. But we're left with Polly and Ninja, Cam and Ashley, and of course, Amanda and Josh. We get what happens anytime Cam gets voted in. We get a soliloquy about Killer Cam. You're going to send Killer Cam in. Killer Cam going to come back, and then she's going to send you home. So it's like enough with the Killer Cam.
Yeah. Ugh.
And sometimes it's Queen Cam. Queen Cam's going to come back, and Queen Cam's going to send you home. Like enough. The third person. And Cam is someone who's fallen way down on my list of people that I want to see interview.
I hear you. She has, she's become a little too annoying. She's too much at this point.
Yeah, this whole drama between her and Davon, her righteous anger every time someone throws her into anything, even if it's someone like Josh and Amanda who she's just fucked over herself.
Even when it was her, like, explaining like look, me and Leroy were a thing before. I am not into Leroy anymore. Like, he had his chance, he fucked up. I was with Cam there, you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck yeah, you know.
And then today, I'm so glad Leroy's gone because now it's not so tense. Like, don't talk about my boy Leroy.
Even then, like I don't mind that. Like, I don't, I think it's cool, you know, you get to see, like, her, like, actually start in, like, another cool relationship with, like, another cool character. But I don't know. It is when she's all kind of high on herself that it gets to be a little unappealing.
Exactly. You know, Wes says, act like you've been here. He said it today when Bear won.
Yeah.
Act like you've been here. Cam, act like you've been there. Like, give it a rest.
I don't know. A lot of people brag on this show.
I don't know. It's gross when she does it for some reason.
I get it. It's annoying, but it's only as annoying as it is when everyone else does it.
Yeah, but very few people talk about themselves in the third person.
That's true. That's especially
most annoying part about it. I really appreciated that Dee went straight up and told Polly, like, you're in because of Bear, not because Devon did everything she could. She was crying. He's a prick. I mean, I know Polly's going to be coming for Bear, and I do hope, like, there's some kind of team switch or something where, you know, that doesn't affect Devon.
Yeah.
But
we know it's not in the cards for Devon.
She's hope
fucked
it is.
At this point. She's got an asshole for a partner
who's pissing everybody off.
The first UK person to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Bear and Devon.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so when they're on the tribunal floor, you know, in the Inquisition room or whatever they called it, I can't remember, I should have written it down. But when they're in that room and they're asking questions, Ash comes up saying, you know, Cam and Ash are like, we're a strong team, that's why we're here. Then Ash says something, I'll be coming for you, and Wes starts to laugh. And Dee's like, don't laugh. Why did she say that? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I truly don't. I don't know why.
And then he stopped. He didn't continue
maybe,
to laugh.
Maybe it is as much as be just a good sport or something.
Okay.
Maybe. Like, you know, respect your opponent. But at the same time, they're in a very kind of... I don't know. It's like they're like two boxers going face-to-face in the weigh-in, you know? You're not supposed to let it seem like the other person's intimidating you. You want to be able to... psych them out a little, laugh in their face, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have any thoughts on it either, except for maybe that, or maybe just, like, don't make it worse, because, you know, Ash is a hothead, or...
Ash and Cam. Does Dee have any connection to Ash or Cam?
Not that I can pinpoint, because
then she wouldn't have been super cool with Wes
throwing him
in their car. I don't know.
And then Jenna v. Amanda, when Amanda came in, and Amanda tried immediately to politic and saying, like, why aren't you throwing in Zach's, the person who's trying to get Zach out, like, Zach's enemy, Kara. And Jenna's like, because I'm playing my game, that's what's confusing. And I think it was confusing her, too, because I don't think she sold it very well.
Yeah, Jenna, I don't think Jenna necessarily has a strong game.
Yeah, well, that's not what I mean. Maybe she does, but or doesn't, but I feel like she hates confrontation so much, and she's even said as much on Twitter. Even yesterday, she said something like, why does everybody have to air their private drama on social media? Do what I do and text the person or message them. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
refreshing.
Yeah, seriously. Although then we don't get to talk about it.
Yeah.
Jen's a classy lady. She doesn't like losing her cool on
national television.
National television.
Yeah, you can't take it back, man.
Is it just me or is Jenna looking a little
tired
these
days? Yeah, she's looking a little like... I think maybe it affected her that Zach left. She does seem to have lost a little bit of her spark.
She's like got like bags under her eyes.
And also her hair's darker too, which is changing like...
Not bags, but like dark circles in her eyes.
Yeah. She looks tired. And she's probably, you know, Mrs. Zach. But what I'm saying is her hair's darker, which makes her whole like appearance look a little darker.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, because her hair's like almost like brown. There's like hardly any blonde in it. Yeah.
Like her and Zach must have gone to the same stylist before this season.
Zach's always had dark hair. This not this argument again. Ryan thinks that Zach was a blonde before for some reason. And Zach
it's
has
like
always
the Mandela
had brown
effect.
Hair.
Me and all of our listeners always just think of Zach as being a blonde.
I have texted Ryan pictures of Zach with long dark hair, and he finds one picture where Zach is sun-kissed with a few strands that are poking out of his bandana, bleached by the sun, but not even blonde, still brown, and sends me that. As if that's proof that Zach was a blonde.
And I smack that gavel on the desk. I was like, case closed.
Case closed. Guilty. So then they go out after the tribunal, you know, interrogation or whatever. And you have Nani kissing Hunter. I was waiting for that D fight, but it never happened. Cam talking shit about my boy Leroy.
Cam hooking up with Theo and talking about how Leroy isn't there anymore. Weird. Yeah, how about you talk about how Theo is there?
Yeah.
Huh? Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Cam.
Nani pairing up Jenna and Amanda, trying to get them to patch it up, at least for the sake of the game. Nani had a great political, like, view today. Good.
Yeah, she was very in-game mode this episode.
Makes me wonder if she's been that way the whole time and we just haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Maybe. I mean, we've always known that she was a strong competitor, so she's obviously got her head in the game to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't make it to finals and stay on that goddamn bike for 17 miles
if
your head's not in it.
And then Josh and Amanda politicking leads to Ash taking it personally. I can't believe you're politicking against me. I must say something. Like, of course they're politicking against you. Like, they're not going to politic for you.
Yeah, really.
Like, you're dumb. People with muscles big are always dumb.
People always take others politicking against them personally, though.
I know, but I wouldn't. I feel like if I were on the challenge, I would be I would be like Jordan.
Oh, that's so funny. You'd hear that one person would be like, would have said something. You'd be like, you'd be down on the pool floor, like throwing open their sliding glass door, like, get out here and talk to me now.
Clapping my hands.
You're clapping as you're like throwing a decorative planter through the window, like dragging them out of bed, like you're David. In season 2.
It wasn't not funny. That one?
Yeah, that's the one.
So how come we have to sit through 2 seasons of hearing about everybody throwing her stuff off the balcony, yet Ash can pick up Josh's trainers and throw them out the door, and we never hear about it again? Like, that's a fucked up thing to do when you're, especially when you're 7 weeks in at least, or, you know, 20 days in, and you don't have much stuff, and you constantly have to keep packing your bag, and you have to unpack, and you're living out of a suitcase, and you don't put your hand on each other's things. And I know that people get fined for doing that during production if you do things like that. Like, I know everybody who threw off the suitcase off the balcony all got fined, but like, why? I mean, I think that was a stupid baby move. That was dumb.
Yeah, I hope they address that
on the reunion.
The reunion for sure. We are talking about Ash throwing a pair of
sneakers.
His sneakers?
Trainers?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What did you think they were?
I thought they were like a pair of his shorts or something.
Oh, maybe. I thought they were his shoes.
It might have been his shoes, but either way, like, it's not like he threw them down the garbage disposal.
I know, but still, like, keep your hands off of each other's property. That's what I say. But also, I really liked, this is probably where it turned for me, is when Josh was keeping his cool, defending Amanda, saying, don't talk to her like that. Like, don't call her that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Felt like in that moment, when he called Amanda a fucking bitch, that was it for me and Ash. Like, I had like that. I lost all respect for him there, and I'm glad that you rarely see someone stand up for someone in that moment in the right way. You know what I mean? There's a lot of, like, don't get me wrong, I love the show, but there's a lot of misogyny on the show, and there's a lot of like, you fucking bitch, or like a lot of that, right?
Yeah.
And you never see someone say like, hey, that is not, don't call her that. She doesn't deserve that from you. Right? For doing what everybody does for politicking for her team. Like, she doesn't deserve that. You're here. This is your first season. Relax.
Yeah, that was part of Josh's rise. He had a heroic turn this episode, for sure.
Yeah. I'm into it. I like Josh. And I like that, you know, also him being sweet on Amanda gave him a little bit of humanity that I really liked. Like, he was willing to put himself out there.
Yeah, he and sure was.
Yeah. Whether it was cringeworthy or not, I would like to have that kind of, you know, gumption or courage to just say what I feel. Like, you're pretty. Can I kiss you? Oh. No? How about tomorrow I'll ask again?
No? Well, okay.
All right. Thanks.
C'est la vie.
But at least you know.
I'm going to go see what Jen is up to.
Right. At least you know, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I lost all respect for Ash. I've been losing respect for Cam. So I'm so happy if they go home next.
We haven't, like, this is our biggest Ash episode up to this point, right?
So far.
I don't mind Ash so much.
Because he's got big muscles.
Yeah, and great tattoos. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Like, at first, you remember, he was on my thumbs down list.
Yeah.
First episode, but I feel like I judged him too harshly earlier on. Yeah, I was into Josh more this episode. Like, I feel like Josh won the episode, but
Ash to me is so fucking boring. He is just like wallpaper. Like, there's even his wins are irritating. I mean, like, he's irritating but without bringing anything to the table. You know, he doesn't bring anything to the table. I mean, I don't mean in the game. In the challenge, he's obviously strong. He's fit. But for me, he doesn't bring anything to the table that I like. Like, I don't know him as a person. He's not interesting to me. They haven't focused on him in any way, really.
Something that I've noticed from him during a lot of the fights is that he is a lot of the times very, like, standing very close to the fight, but not adding anything, like, not piping in,
mm-hmm.
Not arguing with anyone, but just kind of being a very big looming presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of never decide, like, is he planning on, is he going to be there to step in case things like get too crazy, or is he about to sucker punch someone,
right,
like, when they're not looking?
Yeah, you can't. I don't get a read on him. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. You know, hey, like that kind of wild card on TV. Some people say is good television.
It's good television. For me, it's boring television. So Bear votes in Polly and Ninja. Davon votes in Cam and Ash. Jenna, Gus, Wes, and Dee all vote in Josh and Amanda. So Josh and Amanda went in. And then they said, we're going to go big. We're voting in Cam and Ash. And they had cut to commercial, and you said, don't say he's voting in Cam and Ash. And then you started laughing. You said, I'd love to see him vote in Cam
and Ash.
And he did.
Yeah.
You got your wish.
This was a good elimination, too. I mean, it didn't necessarily go the way I wanted it to go,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it was a fun competition. I didn't necessarily know who was going to win. Even when Amanda and Josh went down, I kind of still had hope for them.
Yeah, because they seemed to be really far ahead. I don't know if it was a trick of the camera angle, but they seemed really far ahead.
No, I don't think it was. I think they got
really
out
high
to a good lead in the beginning. But then just couldn't go any higher once his wingspan was,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, that looked, I don't think they've ever done that challenge before, and it looked really difficult.
I don't think they've done that one either.
Yeah,
that's
a great challenge though. I'd love to see that one come back. Okay, so I'm gonna rank my top three teams while you think of yours, and I'm gonna write these down so that we can refer to them later. I think in the final we're gonna see Polly and Ninja. I think in the final, we're going to see Nani and Turbo. And I think in the final, we're going to see Hunter and Georgia.
Those are good guesses. I was wondering if we would see Nani and Turbo. Like, I know we want them in there, but they're one of those teams where I feel like it just might not happen for the two of them.
Really?
Even Hunter and Georgia seems more likely because Georgia, you know, has Bear on their side. They're kind of maybe a little more under the wing,
I don't think Bear and Davon. I don't think there's any way, unfortunately, because
I agree.
Yeah, just because of the way he's playing the game.
Yeah, the second anyone has the opportunity to vote him in, he's going in.
I feel like Gus and Jenna will go home. You know, I feel.
Oh yeah, Gus and Jen aren't making the event.
Theo and Kara.
I don't know if Kara has it this season.
I don't know if she does either. Her head's too wrapped around Polly. I haven't been sold on Kara yet, even though at the beginning I had her pegged as like a top three, especially because he is such an athlete. I thought definitely Ash and Cam, like they'll be safe this time and then they'll go home. Like, I hope. I hope. Oh my God, what if she wins everything? I'll die. I'll just die.
I'll swap out Wes and D for your Nani and Turbo.
You think so?
Maybe.
I think they're coming for Wes next.
You might be right.
Yeah, I think Wes is next, and he even thinks so.
Georgia and Hunter, that's a good guess.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I feel like that has a real possibility of happening just because they're flying under the radar and they're mostly safe.
Yeah, and also, I try to pull clues. My clues are coming also a little bit from the edit, and like they're really making her, you know, sort of a main character this season.
True, but they're not making him one.
They're not making him one, but they're making her one.
But that just could have to do with the Bear Georgia storyline.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe she catches him on Skype with his girlfriend and storms out and says, I want to go home, pack my stuff, get me a plane ticket right now.
Maybe. Neither of us even mentioned Maddie and Kyle throughout the entire episode, so I'm guessing
for
we don't think.
For a specific reason, I'm sure. I don't, yeah, sorry. Okay, so would you like to hear my top three quotes?
Sure.
Okay, number three, in particular order. Number three, was Jenna to Gus when they jumped, had the leap of faith, and ended up winning? She says, I'm giving you a behind hug. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was cute. I'm giving you a behind hug. That was funny. That reminded me of them, like, that... What challenge was it where if you, like, look behind the people doing the challenge, you just see Jenna and her cousin dancing in the background.
Oh, yeah, I forget that one.
But God. Yeah, they're like just there twirling. That reminded me of that. I'm giving you a behind hug.
I miss Jenna's cousin.
Me too. I think she's pregnant or had a baby or something.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I would love to see your cousin back. I can't remember her name. Brittany? No.
I think it may have been Brittany.
Brittany? I loved that dynamic. They were great. And they were just twirling. Oh, moment for the twirl. Number three, I'm giving you a behind hug. Number two, Josh, I love this girl.
Oh, Josh.
I don't know.
Rein it in, man.
People don't speak their heart, and if they do speak their heart, it usually seems put on, but that just seemed genuine.
That didn't seem put on.
That exactly.
It seemed genuine. It seemed like he was overdoing it.
I don't know. Rarely do people take a chance in this world, and I appreciate when they do. And number one, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's a tie between two Turbo quotes. Okay. No one love her, but I love her. And
talking
also
about Amanda.
Yeah, talking about Amanda. And also, my favorite, why you no concentration? Oh, Turbo. Turbo for the win. Well.
Well.
I'm excited to see where we go. I'm always excited to see where we go.
Same here. This season is not slowing down.
Mm-mm. And I'm constantly surprised at how much I'm still engaged, even though all of the mainstays are pretty much gone.
Yeah, the fan favorites.
Yeah, I was here for this season the moment I found out Jenna was coming back and Nani. So I'm still, you know, I'm still there for them. And Davon. I love Davon.
The biggest loss was Bananas. Other than that,
you can get through anything.
Like, CT wasn't a loss. Sorry, CT. Who was the first person that they lost? Went out with one of the twins?
Oh, it was Ashley.
Ashley,
the first day.
Ashley also not a big loss.
Yeah. I think that might be the whole entire reason they decided to do the opening special the way they did with only the rookies, because they knew Bananas and CT were going home so early that they had to build a compelling story for you to follow the whole rest of the season, right? And really get into these people and tell it in a sympathetic human way that made you want to like come to watch for the people. And I think because as you mentioned earlier when we were watching that special, I keep thinking back about it, like how compelling it was and how much I liked that special. And I can't remember another season's casting special that I loved so much.
Maybe, but the Fresh Meat seasons where they were introducing all new like cast members, they would have, or at least on the second Fresh Meat season, they had like an introduction episode where they really did focus on the new cast members,
well,
which God. I think is a good idea.
Yeah,
I
well,
think
thank that's God the they way did because we needed to get to know them because Bananas was going home super early.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and again, I feel like Bananas is the only loss, the only true loss that we had felt for like them. Early on. Yeah.
Not for us. I mean, when has been the last time Bananas didn't get sent home? So.
Yeah, fair point.
Like, we knew, like, he's not even a threat kind of anymore. So, for them, though, I feel like he was a much, like, losing him is a much bigger deal to them
oh,
than
fair.
To
Oh, fair. Yeah, good
us.
Point. Good point. Good point.
So, anyway. All overall, can't wait to see what happens next week. What do you think is going to happen with Cam and Ash? You think they're going to go after Davon for her saying their name out loud? Or you think they're going to go after Wes for voting them in the first place?
I feel like they'll probably just pick an easy.
Cam does play it safe.
Yeah.
For all this Killa Cam talk, she does play it safe. She was, you know, targeting Ashley and. Or Angela and Faith.
She's careful Cam.
It took her 5 minutes of hemming and hawing and TJ's threats to pick somebody.
Cautious Cam is coming for the win.
Cautious Cam. If you're voting in Cautious Cam may or may not come back. And Cautious Cam may or may not call your name later, depending on how it works for Cautious Cam at that moment. Who do you think will win? Bear or Wes? The greater game. Or, you know...
Because
we're headed towards a showdown.
I want to say Wes, but Bear has, you know, more people in his pocket, it seems, at this point. Mm-hmm. More, like, dedicated people. Mm-hmm.
Do you think
I'm still hoping Wes.
Do you think Wes and Dee would have beat Davon and Bear in that sandbag challenge?
Yes. Yes, I do. 100%.
Because Wes is stronger?
Wes is stronger, and I think Dee is stronger.
Yeah, Dee is stronger, probably. But those were heavy, heavy bags. They can tire someone out.
It's true. Well.
Thank you for watching this show with me, Ryan. And thank you for listening to our podcast, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us again next week.
Well, here to the end of the season. Oh, my God.
Yeah, next week, then the week after that as well.
Yeah, and then the week after that. All right.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. I've been Ryan Kane.
I'm still Efren Jr.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Ryan and Efren, you guys absolutely killed it.